All right, the Huskies have a pair of senior keepers, Emma Wolf and Anna Johnson, and kind of a series of questions, both kind of answering them here right after the other, and Emma goes first. Why be a goalkeeper?
I thought it was the most fun position. It's fun to be aggressive. It's fun to be able to pick up the ball in a sport where you use your feet. I'm not sure.
Well, that works. Anna, what about you? What led you to want to be a keeper?
I don't know. I tried it just like... I forgot what grade I was in, but I tried it, and I just then fell in love with it, and then that's where my focus went, so.
Okay. Anna, what makes Emma a good goalkeeper?
She's loud, she's aggressive, and she's quick with making her decisions. Quick decision-making, yeah.
Okay. And Emma, how about for Anna? What makes her a strong goalkeeper?
She's super athletic, able to get those really tough balls that no one thinks anyone would be able to get, and really smart with her decision-making, able to make those tough, quick decisions and saves.
Now, Emma, didn't you just stop a penalty kick in a game?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what's the key to doing that?
It's a lot of guesswork. You got to guess which direction you're going. Sometimes you get lucky, and other times you just got to brush it off.
And then, so Anna, what about you? What's kind of going through your mind when you face a penalty kick?
Just do whatever I can. Try to read the player shooting on me and just guess. Yeah, it's really a guessing game.
What do you do for game prep? Is there something cool or unique you do for game prep, Anna?
I don't really do anything unique. I just try to be with the team and just get myself focused and ready.
Emma, anything for you in the way of prep? Something you got to do? Maybe some a superstition you have or anything?
Before every game, I count across the goal. It's 10 steps. And then count back 5, make sure I'm in the center. Touch the top of the crossbar, kind of my mental understanding to make sure I can cover the whole net. So.
Okay. Now, last year, I think homecoming was kind of at one of your games. The girls soccer, I think, kind of hosted homecoming. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Maybe. Okay, Emma does too. What do you remember? Or what was kind of cool about that, with that unique year that 2020 was, to host homecoming during a girls soccer event?
It was just super exciting to be able to see a lot of people there, see a lot of fans, and just kind of be able to carry that responsibility of saying, this is Owatonna.
Anna, when you think about 2020 in general, and it was a great season, section finals, what are the lingering memories of last season?
Just being able to be together as a team through like all the circumstances that we had to go through, and just not sure of what we're going to, if we weren't guaranteed like the next day. So just being together and still having that team bond was really good.
What are you looking forward to at homecoming, Anna?
Well, I'm excited for a football game, but first year on the float, so that'll be fun, and the theme is super fun. So
game on, right? Or is there a different? I've seen game on somewhere. What is the theme?
It's the Rumbling the Rockets.
Okay,
so we're gonna do
it.
Like a boxing theme.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of fun.
All right, that sounds cool. Emma, is there something in particular you're looking forward to for homecoming?
Not really. It'll just be exciting to kind of get back in the swing of things, be able to see the entire town come together again, get back to some sense of normalcy after last year.
What other activities do you do at the high school, Emma?
I am in the drama and theater club, and then obviously soccer, and then I do the OHS Winter Carolers. I've been doing that for the past 3 years now.
Soccer is your one sport then?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. And Anna, how about you? Other activities, sports at OHS?
I'm just involved in soccer, so that's just my main thing.
Okay. Any other clubs or activities?
I qualified to be in NHS, but I'm waiting to see if I am able to get in. But as of right now, just soccer.
All right, real quick here, top rival for the Huskies for you?
Anna? Probably Mayo.
Mayo? Okay, and Emma?
I'd have to say Mayo as well. Play it one game at a time, win the ones we have.
All right. Favorite field to play on anywhere in southern Minnesota? What comes to mind for you?
I can't think of a particular field, honestly. Farmington has a lot of memories just because that's where the scrimmages have been. That was my very first soccer game on a high school team, so I'm excited to go back to Farmington soon.
All right. And Anna, how about for you? Is there a favorite field?
Mankato West, probably. No, Mankato East, because that was where I played my first varsity game. So.
And lastly, you're both seniors. What's your plan for after high school, Anna?
I'm really hoping to get into University of La Crosse and maybe doing something in behavioral studies.
Okay. And Emma?
Something in fashion design or entrepreneurship. There's some schools on the East Coast, some schools in the Twin Cities that look pretty interesting right now.
All right, very cool. Well, thank you, girls, and good luck.
Thank you very much. All right.